Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Day Match Podcast. If you were with us last week, you know we talked about bouquet preservation. And this week, we're going backwards to actually creating your wedding florals, because why not? Flowers are instrumental to achieving the little touches that make a wedding, from the boutonnieres to the bouquets and centerpieces to arches and decor. Whether you're looking to make a statement with an abundance of flowers or you've decided to downsize your floral, as was expected to be a trend this year, they are a necessity. And there's a lot to be said for hiring a florist to design your pieces, but today we're talking all about DIYing your florals. Yes, it can be done, and we've got plenty of tips and tricks thanks to our friends at Flower Moxie, whose entire mission is to serve DIY couples to create floral masterpieces on a budget with their online platform. Are you ready for this? I know you're just going to love it. So let's jump right in with ways to DIYing flowers on a budget. According to Flower Moxie, there are four things you can do to work within a budget when designing your wedding flowers. 1. Limit the selection of flowers. More variation increases costs. 2. Choose the types of flowers carefully and thoughtfully. Garden roses are more expensive than carnations. 3. Use hardy greenery as a base to stretch your product further. 4. Select lay flat greenery over pre-made garland for your tables. And if you're wondering if opting for one type of flower in a variety of colors can make things more cost-efficient, you might be surprised to learn it does not. In fact, Flower Moxie tells us, price depends more on the type of flower and its demand. A golden mustard rose that's only grown with a handful of farms is going to be more expensive than a standard red rose that's readily available. Now let's talk the decision to do it yourself. As with all decisions that need to be made during the wedding planning process, it can be stressful. To make things easier as you decide whether to do your wedding florals yourself, here's what you should know regarding the amount of time it should take and what materials you'll need in addition to your blooms and greenery. Of course, ideally, it's a 3-day process to properly handle your flowers. Starting on day 1, you'll need to be ready to receive your flowers and ensure you have plenty of hydration containers. At Flower Moxie, they find that small trash cans from Walmart or the dollar store are a budget-friendly option. Then, day 2 is design day where you'll want your helpers to, as they put it, bust out your centerpieces, bridesmaid bouquets, and your arch or ceremony pieces. And day 3 is when you'll finish all the little details, like designing your bridal bouquet, boots and corsages, and cut up any loose greenery being used for table and decor. Your goal is to have everything done before the day of the wedding. And Flower Moxie advises that on this day, you won't need as much help as the day before. With those days behind you, you might say the 4th day is when all the magic happens. You'll get married and see all your hard work come together. Remember, again, to solicit the help of your friends and family to make sure everything is set up exactly as you intended. As for the materials you'll need, here's your checklist from the pros at Flower Moxie: buckets, bunch cutters, ribbon mechanics, like foam or chicken wire, vases, if you're doing centerpieces, and finally zip ties for securing arrangements to pergolas. Okay, now you're probably wondering how you're supposed to keep your blooms healthy and store them. Flower Moxie explains that there are 3 things you should do upon receipt. 1. Immediately cut and hydrate them. 2. If you ordered roses, then let the flowers drink for at least 2 hours before removing the cardboard from roses to ensure they're fully hydrated before removing the wrapping. Nobody needs heads that droop. 3. Keep them away from direct sunlight and store in a cool room. A cooler is not needed, but a refrigerator can be used, if necessary. Refrigerators can be helpful with delicate flowers during peak summer months. And this last little tidbit about avoiding direct sunlight and storing in a cool room also applies once you've prepared your arrangements. In fact, the pros suggest after designing, keep your flowers in a cool, dark area. Someplace like a basement or a room with few windows or closed shades and a sea. Now, for florals that need to be dethorned, you'll want to take the extra steps to avoid any mishaps. Flower Moxie suggests 3 options you can choose from to get the job done. Option 1. Use floral shears to snip off thorns from the main stem. Option 2, thorn strippers like the ones Flower Moxie carries on their sister supply site, DIY Flower Supply. Option 3, wear heavy leather gardening gloves and hold firmly under the rose head with one hand. Use your other gloved hand like a leaf stripper and pull straight down. And now we're talking actual DIY steps. Boots first. Tiffany with Flower Moxie explains, these can be extremely easy to make and requires minimal product. There are so many ways to make one, but the most basic method is to start with 1 to 2 pieces of greenery and layer in little buds like ranunculus, or spray roses, and a single focal bloom. Pro tip, make the groom's boot special by giving him a color or flower not seen in the others. With that covered, let's turn to floral centerpieces. And there are plenty of ways you can design a centerpiece. Tiffany shares one of my favorite style of centerpieces is to do a collection of bud vases at varying heights. I love the dimensionality and variety that this style of centerpiece gives, and it looks so beautiful on a round or rectangular table. Bud vases are also really easy to make. Bud vases should have a 1 to 2 inch opening and can vary in height from 3 to 14 inches high. Ideally, each vase will hold between 2 to 3 blooms with sprigs of greens. And if you're looking for the recipe for a tall centerpiece, then here's some advice from Flower Moxie. The easiest way to create a tall centerpiece is to break it down into parts. You'll have the tall vase or stand you're using and then a clear, shallow dish which will hold your floral foam. Side note, this dish is called a loamy dish. Start with your tall vase or stand. Place it on the floor and give yourself room to walk around it so you can see your arrangement from all angles. You'll then place the loamy dish filled with your wet floral foam on top of your stand and design on top of the stand. Make sure to pay close attention to the base of the dish as your guests are sitting. They'll be looking up at the bottom of the arrangement, so you'll want to focus on draping greenery here. The top of the arrangement will be what your guests see the least, so focus your flowers mainly on the sides and bottom of the arrangement. After designing the finished arrangement, take the loamy dish off of the stand and place it in your transport boxes. And if you need a visual, then Flower Moxie has some great videos on making easy, no-fuss boutonnières and beautiful bouquets that we've put up on our YouTube. Otherwise, I think that about covers it for now. Hopefully, you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.